one to the left, Wisner in the pistol. Staying in the pocket, has time to throw. Lets this one fly to Jake Kretschmer, and this one's intercepted by Garrett Trywaller. He's still right at the 10 to the 5.
He's gonna score, Clark.
Touchdown, Powamo Westphalia. Garrett Trywaller in with the pick six from 25 yards out. And it's now the onslaught continues. It is now Powamo Westphalia 33, Lakers nothing.
Yeah, just a bad decision. If you're going to throw a lob pass, one-on-one coverage, you don't want to throw it to the middle of the field. You want to throw it to the sideline, Clark. And the reason being is that's where Garrett Trywaller was hanging out, in the middle of the field, playing center field, looking for that lob pass. And as soon as it was thrown, he was salivating, Clark. He just went up and took that ball at its peak and took it the other way to pay dirt. Garrett Trywaller usually scores in a game, so not surprising he got in today, but it did take a pick six for him to do it, and the extra point is on the way.
So with 6:32 left in regulation, the kick from Thalen is up, and this one is good. The extra point is good, and now 34-0, Powamo Westphalia leading the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at only $399. Randy's has over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Guns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster. Randy's has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in the shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
On the ensuing kickoff from Thalen, Brennan Wisner brings it at the 20-yard line, muffs the catch, and it falls forward, and he has to fall in it at the 26-yard line. So, it is now first and 10 for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Their last three possessions have all resulted in interceptions. They're going to try and make this different on this one. 6:29 left in regulation. They trail by 34 points. 34-0.
Yeah, unfortunately for Lakers, this game's got out of hand. Brennan Wisner able to just cover that up, but I think this is probably the last series you'll see the starters for both teams. Brennan Wisner going to try to run the football a little bit here. Looks like Preston Warren
gets the pitch out to the right. He's still on his feet across the 35 and dives forward out to the 39-yard line. It's a big gain. 14 yards, tackle made by number 24, Brendan Thalen, defensive back, junior. Move the chains for the Lakers.
Yeah, a lot of new numbers in there on defense for Powamo Westphalia, so their offensive starters and defensive starters looks like have checked out of the game. So for Lakers, an opportunity here to maybe push it down the field and maybe even get a score here before this game is over.
First and 10 from the 39-yard line of Lakers' own territory, moving left to right across your radio. 6 minutes and some change left in the fourth quarter. 34-0 Powamo Westphalia over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Double wing offense, Wisner still under center. Kate, that's number one, Troy Chappell, and Taylor Katie gets the handoff on the counter, and he is brought down in the backfield. They're actually going to say, yeah, back to the original line of scrimmage. Number 68, Isaiah Schaefer with the tackle. No gain, second down and 10.
Number one, Troy Chappell, is in running some offensive plays now for Lakers. He was who they faked the ball to, and then the counter back the other direction just went absolutely nowhere. Powamo Westphalia, no matter who's on the field, they've been in very good positioning all night long and has been able to stop that run after no gain.
Second down and 10 from the 39-yard line. Sending wide to the right, that would be number 85, Mason Pasek, Receiver wide to the left. Wisner is under center, has a man behind him, and is going to get the handoff. That's Jake Kretschmer across the 40, out to the 42-yard line for a 3-yard gain. Third down and 7 upcoming for the Lakers. As it's 5 minutes left in regulation, clock continues to wind down.
Another shift change for Pauamo Westphalia, getting some other young guys in there. Good for them. Lakers just get 3 yards on that play. Third down and 7, situation they've been in all afternoon long. Third and long again. We'll see what they design here for a play call, but I got to imagine, I wouldn't be surprised to see Preston Warren get a carry again in this situation. He's one of the few running backs that have had some success in this game.
Third down and 7. Preston Warren in motion, gets the pitch to the right, has a lead block from Wisner, still on his feet across the 45, and dragged down finally at the Pauamo Westphalia 35-yard line. A big 22-yard carry for Preston Warren, brought down by number 5, Anthony Pohl, defensive end, second string. First and 10 for the Lakers inside Pauamo Westphalia territory.
Yeah, just that was the play that they had a little bit earlier in this drive. They went off for a good gain. They go back to it again, and their Mason Pasek, amongst others, did a good job of sealing off the right side and allows Preston Warren to get around the right side, get upfield, and when he gets an open space, he's able to make some guys miss and turn it into a big gain.
And there's a fumble on the counter as they tried to reverse it around, and the Taylor Cady to Preston Warren exchange did not go well, and it was fumbled and recovered by Alec Thalen. So another turnover for the Laker offense gives the ball back to Pauamo Westphalia with 4:09 left in regulation. Anthony Pohl with the reception, with the recovery. First and 10 for Pauamo Westphalia at the 42-yard line.
Preston Warren, they show that same play. Preston Warren coming around the outside and not wanting to run the play too often. They want to show that they're going to run it again, but instead he hands it off to Taylor Cady in basically a reverse within the line, within the hash marks, reverse it the other way, and as soon as Taylor Cady gets it, it goes right to the turf. Tough exchange nonetheless. Taylor Cady puts it on the ground, and Anthony Pohl able to dive on it for Pauamo Westphalia. So you will see their second string take over on offense now as Laker defense is on the field.
Jacob Thalen, quarterback now for Pauamo Westphalia, I formation. It's going to be handoff, and Lakers defense swarming to the ball, and they're going to bring him down for a loss of a yard. Out of the bottom of that pile, that'd be number 36, Logan Trywaller. Running back, he's a sophomore. Second down, actually loss of 2, second down and 12.
Jacob Thalen, a freshman, checking in at quarterback for Pauamo Westphalia. That dive up the middle actually loses a yard or 2 on that play.
So Pauamo Westphalia will advance to take on either Lake City or Breckenridge. Last we heard, it was 12-0. I do believe that was at halftime. Receiver wide each way. Thalen fumbles it, and it's brought in by the running back in the backfield. It'll be a loss of 3 on the play, back to the 37-yard line of Pauamo Westphalia. Clock continues to roll. 3:15 left in regulation. 34-0 Pauamo Westphalia.
Logan Trywaller saves the possession for the offense. Is able to dive on that miss exchange between quarterback and center.
Third down and 15 to go for Pauamo Westphalia. The worst situation they've been in all day. Second string quarterback, Jacob Thalen. Freshman quarterback out there. Receiver wide each way. Thalen is under center. And he fumbles it, and he has to jump on it back at his own 31-yard line. This will be a loss of 6 on the play. And fourth down and a ways to go, and Pauamo Westphalia will punt this one away.
Yeah, that one's on Jacob Thalen, the freshman. He had the ball, and the play was to roll out to the right. Whether he had room to run, he was able to take it. If not, he was going to throw out a short little pass to the right, but a little bit of a missed exchange on his behalf. The ball goes to the ground. He's able to jump on it, but Lakers defense is going to force a punting situation.
So they punt this one away. It's a high punt. Doesn't go too far. Bounces at the 40-yard line. Takes a PW bounce all the way down to the 30-yard line. And so Lakers will get one more chance on offense with 2:05 left in regulation. They trail 34-0 to Pauamo Westphalia.
Yeah, one more chance to at least get on the scoreboard here and get that donut off the scoreboard. That would be really good for them. Hopefully they can find some sort of play that'll work here on offense and make that happen.
First and 10 for the Lakers at their own 30-yard line. Time of possession's neck and neck, actually. Lakers still has the ball for more. 24 minutes and 18 seconds to Puam Osfalius. Right around there, too. 22 minutes, 59 seconds. First and 10 from Lakers' own 30-yard line. Under center still, Brennan Wisner. Double wing offense. Taylor Cady in motion gets the pitch